Support for the Positive Judaism podcast comes from Tamid, the downtown synagogue in New York City. People of all faiths and backgrounds are welcome to celebrate Jewish life at Tamid. Visit www.tamidnyc.org for more information.
From New York City, welcome back to the Positive Judaism podcast. I'm Rabbi Darren Levine. Positive Judaism is a new vision for Jewish life in the 21st century, which lives at the intersection of religious living and the science of well-being and happiness. In this episode, I will be speaking about marriage and how critical a positive marriage is to having a happy and overall meaningful life. But sadly, many people are unhappy in their marriages, and ours has become a culture of divorce and broken families. However, there are some key virtues that couples can adopt to strengthen and deepen their bond, specifically love and kindness, to get them through all the ups and downs. I put marriage expert Dr. John Gottman's love ratio and trust metric tools in a Jewish context, and I'll take you into my study to meet Jonathan Carroll and to learn some of their secrets to a happy and fulfilled married life. Marriage is a gift to be cherished. Research in this area has revealed that married people are generally happier, healthier, and have greater life satisfaction than single people. Married people live on average 10 years longer than single people or those in bad marriages, and this is why the Bible states, it is good for people not to be alone. This does not mean that partners inside a marriage always feel happy and positive about their relationship. There are times when one or both sides of a couple may feel like they're sleeping with a stranger, but this is exactly the moment to embrace the biblical idea, love thy neighbor as thyself. To love your neighbor as yourself can have a profound impact in one's life. Love is the ability to share and to be in a genuine relationship with another by valuing and caring for that person and vice versa. The notion that you should love your spouse as yourself requires you to have a clear sense of what love means to you and to your spouse, and to understand the ways that you and your partner practice, experience, give, and expect love in your lives. For many couples, their ideas of love can be different based on the way they were shown love in their early lives and how they witnessed their parents express love, or not in some cases. Some people had good models for a loving relationship, but most people that I know and have counseled felt their parents did not give them enough loving wisdom to succeed in their own adult loving relationships, and that they had to learn about love and marriage on their own. Good communication skills, shared interests, reciprocated kindness, and satisfying sex are all important components of a healthy marriage, but there is one element that is more important than any other in a category by itself. In its absence, spouses will suffer as individuals and together in their marriage. But with it, great things can happen. This key ingredient is trust. Trust is the result of being able to love your neighbor as yourself. And in the case of a couple, to trust your spouse as yourself. Dr. John Gottman is the leading expert in relationship research. In his Seattle, Washington Love Lab, he created a tool called the Trust Metric to quantify the level of faith that partners have in each other's loyalty. High trust is critical, but when betrayals, secrets, lying, absenteeism, selfishness, and emotional withdrawal, or affairs enter a couple's lives, trust is broken, and positivity is at risk. Each of these behaviors damages trust. And they all start by thinking negatively about your partner. Rather than allowing one's marriage to cascade into betrayal, it is possible to actively build the strength of a relationship through more empathy, more kindness, more forgiveness, more gratitude, and more optimism. Living in accordance with the marital commitment to love your spouse as yourself can serve as a reminder that the responsibility to reveal the fate of marriage lies between the two partners. Our futures are ours alone to determine. So let's think for a moment about the couples and marriages we admire. Marriages that are strong and supportive. Couples that are truly in love. Flourishing relationships. They all look different, but they all share one thing in common. Trust. They have a high trust metric and a strong love ratio. The love ratio is a tool that experts use to quantify the positivity that exists between a couple in a marriage. For example, a 3-to-1 love ratio means that there are 3 positive feelings, emotions, statements, actions for every 1 negative correlate within a relationship. And it's been shown that the higher a couple's love ratio, the better their relationship. The couple with a 1-to-1 love ratio is in pain. They're languishing. 2-to-1 is an average ratio, but these marriages are flat, coasting. However, get to 3-to-1, and the couple is beginning to flourish. They are improving the world through their love. They are making a positive mark in the world. Certain Jewish traditions carry deep psychological insight and carry positive meaning for married couples. For example, the chuppah, the wedding canopy, the breaking of the glass at a wedding, and the idea of beshert, destiny. Jewish tradition teaches that when a person is born, the Divine One assigns them a life partner, and as the young person matures into adulthood, it is their destiny to find their match. It is our fate to meet our special one, our beshert, and to build a life together. This takes patience, perhaps multiple relationships before our life partner is revealed to us. However, when true love happens in a couple's life, it corresponds to the couple's understanding their greater meaning and the purpose of their beshert, a higher purpose that is bigger than either of them individually. They discover the reason that God chose each of them to be in relationship and why they are each other's beshert, and now how to make their positive contribution in the world. When a couple breaks the glass at a wedding ceremony and their guests erupt in applause, it is more than just celebrating the couple. There is a larger cosmic meaning to this broken glass. Rabbi Isaac Luria, the 16th century Jewish mystic, taught that at the beginning of time, God's presence filled the universe. Luria taught that when God decided to bring this world into being, to make room for creation, God first drew in the divine breath into a single point. And from that contraction, darkness was created. Then God said, "Let there be light." The light that came into being filled the darkness, and 10 holy vessels came forth, each filled with the light of creation. But the vessels were too fragile to contain such a powerful divine light, and so they broke open, shattered, and all the holy sparks were scattered like shards of glass under a chuppah. The purpose of authentic love and marriage is to gather up the sparks in order to create unity and wholeness in the universe. This is a tikkun, a repair. And by fulfilling their unique purpose together, the married couple will bring their positive contribution to the universe, thereby raising the level of positivity in the world while simultaneously adding satisfaction to their own lives. Imagine the Jewish wedding and the chuppah, the canopy that a couple stands under during the ceremony. The chuppah represents the home that the couple will create in their lives. This is not only the physical home, but it's symbolic of the emotional and spiritual home, and it is the perfect symbol for this moment of their wedding day, because one of the things that the couple must learn to do is to break the ties with their childhood home, their parents' home, and to create their own home. This is more difficult than many believe. But one sign of marital strength is when a couple is able to stand on their own, in their own home, without their parents pulling strings. A sign of a healthy couple is to be independent in thought and in action from their families of origin, and it is best symbolized by the chuppah. I'm going to tell you about a couple, Jonathan and Carol, members of my congregation who have a wonderful marriage. They are happy together. They are not the most wealthy of people. In fact, they live rather simply, but they are one of the richest couples I know in terms of the positive strength of their relationship and their love. I've known these two for about a decade. They are not particularly religious, but they do believe in the sanctity of their marriage, and they also believe that there is a higher purpose to their life together and that they are each other's beshert. Jonathan's own parents divorced when he was a child, and there's been a lot he's needed to learn in order to create this thriving marriage and an intact family. Carol is a natural caregiver and fixer, highly emotionally aware and intelligent. Theirs is not a perfect union, none are, but they and their children are flourishing as individuals in their own ways, and Jonathan and Carol are happy together. They have a high trust metric, their love ratio is very strong, and most importantly, they lead with love and kindness in everything they do, always aspiring to the biblical notion, love thy spouse as thyself. From my perspective, here is why they are so happy together. Number one, trust. They are honest with each other, and they love each other, and the bond of their trust is strong. For Jonathan and Carol, their children are their higher purpose, and they believe that parenting is sacred work. This is their tikkun, the contribution they are making to improving the world. They feel that by developing empathetic, kind, secure, and honest children, they are contributing to making their community, and by extension, the world, a better place for humanity. They eat breakfast and dinner together most days, share carefree family time on the weekends, and as a result, their home is safe and positive, and their kids feel loved and anchored in the world. Jewishly, they light Shabbat candles, have a challah on the table, and have a big circle of family and friends who share a meal together on Friday nights. It's a ritual that anchors their week, and everyone looks forward to Friday night dinner together. Number two, Jonathan and Carol have a strong love ratio. One date night each week and two long weekends every year, they go away together alone without their children. In the busy lives they lead as two working professionals and engaged parents, this time alone together recharges their marital battery and keeps their love alive. They see their partnership as a shared journey, and they are grateful every day for the adventurous life they've built. They have zest for the life they are living, and they have hope and optimism about the life they are building for themselves and for their family going forward. There is much more to say about Jonathan and Carol, a lifetime of important details. But one truth is that while there are many different pathways to positive marriage, there are two elements, called by many different words, but there are two elements that live at the heart of most happy couples, and I've spoken at length about them today. Number one, trust. Trust is the foundation stone of their marriage. Two, a high love ratio. At least, but hopefully more, 3 to 4 positive comments and bids for every negative one. For all of you listening, constantly growing your relationships, learning about yourselves and your partners, and trying to access deeper love and happiness in your marriages, you're living every day what the research shows, that marriage is one of the most important elements of personal happiness and well-being. And so let me wish you much wisdom and success as you travel this shared path together with your loved one.